Chapter 19, 1778, New Haven, Connecticut. Title, The 1778 New Haven Price Convention. Purpose, this convention was a continuing effort to curb price inflation. Call and subject. On November 22, 1777, Congress issued a call to 8 northern states. The call specified the convention's subject matter to develop a comprehensive schedule of price controls for non-military products, developing enforcement mechanisms, and empowering authorities to seize goods from engrossers, that is, hoarders. The call further provided that state legislatures should adopt laws to implement, quote, such of the regulations as they shall ratify, end quote. The hopeful nature of that language communicated that these gatherings, too, were to be merely agencies to propose. Date and location. On January 22nd to February 1, 1778, the convention met in New Haven, Connecticut. In attendance, 7 states sent 18 commissioners. Connecticut 3, Massachusetts 3, New Hampshire 2, New Jersey 2, New York 4, Pennsylvania 2, and Rhode Island 2. Principals. The convention elected Thomas Cushing of Massachusetts, a veteran of both the First Continental Congress and of Providence and Springfield, as its president. It chose Henry Daggett, a non-delegate, as secretary. Convention protocol. This was a national call and the agenda was predetermined. Except for New York, all commissioners had been elected by their state legislatures. Rules were adopted by the commissioners. Each state had one vote. Each state determined who and how many commissioners to send. The convention appointed its own committees. The call language meant that it was to propose, not decide. Many commissioners had participated in previous meetings, and the commissioners remained within the scope of the call. Unusual occurrences. 2 other conventions were called at the same time, but information on them meeting has not been found, if they ever met at all. The New Haven Convention also exercised its prerogative not to propose. For reasons it explained, the conventions refused to list maximum prices for certain items listed in the congressional call. Conclusions. Congress received its recommendations on February 16th. The convention's proposals were the subject of later congressional debate and some implementation, and 4 states enacted its wage price schedule into law. Those price controls were soon repealed on the recommendation of Congress, but adopted to an extent on the local level. The convention was an administrative success, as its purpose was, to a degree.